The weatherman says increasing cloudiness, not so cold tonight, snow beginning late tonight, continuing during the day Monday. The low tonight around 15, the high Monday 25 to 30. The current temperature at Albany Airport, 20. He was still in love, but murder came between them. In a moment, Act One of The Old Boyfriend, starring Elspeth Eric and Joseph Julian, and written especially for Suspense by Peter Fernandez. The first portion of Suspense is brought to you by the makers of Alpine cigarettes.
What's it like to smoke an Alpine? Well, it's like many pleasant things you know. Nothing at all like the sort of smoking you may be used to. Alpine is a fresh, clear sort of smoke. If this sounds good to you, change to Alpine.
There's something more to smoking with an Alpine cigarette.
Maggie Sloan.
Yes, my name was Sloan years ago, but since I married...
Don't you know me, Maggie?
You do look familiar, but
I... Maggie, take a good look at me. They say a woman never forgets her first kiss.
Jack Tyler! Yeah! Well, of course. Well, tell me, how are you, Jack? You have changed, but it's very good to see you.
You're looking great, Maggie, just great. As usual.
Well, thank you, Judge.
Let's see now. You must be married to Bill about 10 years.
Oh, well, I guess you don't...
It's your little girl, huh? Yours and Bill.
This is my daughter, Babette, honey. This is Mr. Tyler.
Hey, Babette.
Hello, Mr. Tyler. Well, I'd love to get together and talk over old times, Judge. Won't you come out to the house for dinner some night soon?
I don't think Bill would exactly welcome me.
Oh, well, wait a minute, Judge. I guess you don't know about the accident.
Accident?
Yes, Bill was killed in a hunting accident last year.
Oh, no. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, Maggie. I really am. I've been away.
Well, anyway, I would like to see you, Judd. Do you have any plans for dinner tomorrow?
I haven't been out long enough. No plans, Maggie.
Well, that's fine. We're at 40 Sycamore Drive. It's the house on the corner.
Well, thanks just the same, but I don't know if I'll still be in town tomorrow.
Well, just in case you are, please look us up.
Yeah, I will. That's a promise. Bye, Maggie.
Goodbye, Judd. Good luck. Come on, Dad. Turn off the TV. Time for bed, young lady.
Oh, Mommy.
Come on. Off to bed. That's an order.
Please, Mommy, please.
I just have to turn it off myself.
Mommy.
Now, give me a good night kiss like a good little girl.
Daddy would let me watch.
When your daddy was alive, he put a limit on it, too.
He was still here. I could watch.
Good night, kiss, please.
Okay, Mommy. I love you.
I love you, too.
Tomorrow night, the Masked Rider's on again. Can I watch him? Can I?
Tomorrow night, yes. No. Good night, dear.
Good night, Mommy.
It's your daddy right out here. If only... Well, now, look at that.
Who's there?
Maggie! Open up, quick!
John, is that you?
Yeah, hurry up, really.
Well, just a minute.
Come on.
Oh, John, I was expecting...
You said to come over. I'm still in town, remember? Shut the door.
What happened? What's that blood on your cheek?
No, it's just a scratch. I'm going to pull down his shade.
What's the matter?
Nothing.
Don't tell me that. You're trying to hide. You're hiding from the police, aren't you?
Better. Now, look, Maggie, I'm not going to cause you any trouble. I just need to lay low here for a few hours before I slip out of town.
What have you done?
You'll be better off if you don't know.
I want to know. I want you to tell me.
Well, Maggie, it was seeing you again earlier today and realizing what I lost years ago. I saw a chance of maybe fixing myself up and coming here to dinner like you asked me and maybe us hitting it off again. I had a dream, Maggie, a real pip of a dream.
You've come here to hide?
Yeah.
Why?
I had a gun. It was under my jacket when I met you today. I bought it when I got out of Penn last week.
A pen?
Juliet. 5 years. With a gun, I figured I could get money for clothes, for putting on a dog for you. So I hit a loan office downtown half an hour ago. They were just closing.
You hit them?
Stick up. Only the guy had a gun, too. It was him or me, Mac.
You can't stay here, Jack.
Shut the door.
If you needed money, I'd have loaned it to you, or I'd have given it to you. I could have tried to find a job for you, but you might even have killed that man.
I did. Shut the door, Maggie.
Get out.
I said shut the door. Lock it. That's better.
Judson, please get out and leave us alone.
I can't. Not as long as the cops are searching this town for me. So come on now. Let's go into the kitchen. I got to get something to eat.
There's a refrigerator in there and a stove. You go ahead and help yourself.
Will you call a cop? Come on.
The gun.
Maggie, we're old friends, remember? You loved me once. Don't make me do this to you. Can't you help me?
You were in trouble of another kind. I tried to help you, but this is something else.
Mommy, I can't sleep. Can I watch some more TV?
Go back upstairs, Dad.
No, let her stay.
Oh, hello, Mr. Tyler.
Hi, kid.
Hey, a gun. Bang, bang.
Dad, you go back to bed. Now, that's an order.
Let's all go into the kitchen. All of us. An order, too.
She's just a child.
I won't hurt her. Not as long as you help me. Remember, I'm an old friend.
You keep my daughter out of this, please.
I might. How about it? You gonna fix me a good meal?
Well, I guess I'll have to. Come on, Dad.
I was swell, Maggie. Thanks. Now, one last thing and I'm on my way.
Now what?
I want the keys to that car you've got sitting out in the garage.
All right. Anything, as long as you get out of here.
Thanks.
In the drawer of that cabinet over there.
Okay. Now, I want you to give me an hour, Maggie. 1 hour before you start calling the cops.
Just leave, will you? Now, please go, Judd.
Or you start yelling the minute I pull out of here. Got to make sure you keep your mouth shut.
What do you mean?
Babette. How'd you like to take a nice car ride with
you? No, you'll have to kill me first.
Kill you? Never. I could never hurt you, Maggie. But if you try to stop me, the kid might get hurt.
He wouldn't.
How about that ride, Babs?
Mommy says I can't.
Yeah, well, look at this, kid. See? Got you covered, haven't I? Just like on TV.
See, Judd.
It's just a game, Maggie. Just a game with a kid.
You want me to put my hands up?
Well, you don't have to do that, but just remember, you try anything, partner, and I'm going to shoot you dead, okay?
Okay, partner. You got me covered.
Don't leave us here. Take me with you.
Another time, Maggie. Another time, years ago, that was all I wanted to hear you say, remember? You fell for Bill Russell. Now it's too late, much too late. Okay, Babs, start moving for that door. Move, partner.
Oh, please.
Just give me an hour, Maggie, and then tell them they can start looking for Babette. If nothing happens to me, she'll be safe, too. 1 hour from now, I promise, I'll stop the car and I'll let her out.
If you leave her here with me, I won't call the police for an hour. I swear to that, Judd.
I'd be a fool to trust you. Okay, Babs, we'll go out the back way here. Come on, partner. Move or I shoot.
Babs, dear, do as he says now. Please, do just as he says.
Sure, Mommy. I know. I got it. Got the drop on me.
Remember, Maggie, give me 1 whole hour if you want to see her alive.
Yes.
Before I go, just let me tell you one thing. Seeing you again after all those years, well, it was a good dream I had today. I'm sorry I lost it up.
Be careful. Be careful with her.
In just a moment, the final act of Suspense.
Hi there, this is Phil Silvers. Glad to see you.
Here we are in the Green Mountains of Vermont. I'm about to interview that renowned bird watcher, Mr. Lester Blick, about the new Ford Fairlane. How do you do, sir?
Not doing well at all. You know it's been a month since I've seen a yellow-bellied sapsucker.
Oh, there. Don't take it so hard. After all, when you've seen one yellow-bellied sapsucker, you've seen them all. Say, what do you think of the new Ford Fairlane?
The Fairlane's the key to my success. Them birds fly mighty fast, but my Fairlane moves right out after them. Got that new Challenger 260 V8 engine. Zoom! Uses less gas than a standard size six-cylinder car, too.
And the Fairlane V8 costs less than some compact sixes. Don't forget that.
Forget it. It's darned important. Every penny counts.
Yes, not much money in bird watching.
The take-home pay is small, very small.
You folks out there, you haven't driven a new Fairlane V8 yet, go down to your Ford dealers and do it. I'll tell you about
it. Hey, I just spotted one. So long!
A double-breasted seersucker. Run, run, you bird watcher, you.
There's up ahead, the roadblock. Remember, kid, don't open your mouth.
Okay, Mr. Tyler.
We come now.
Evening, officers. What's the matter?
Oh, just a routine check, mister. Hello, little girl.
Hi.
Nope, you're not what we're looking for. Go ahead, mister.
Just like your mother.
Hey, what? What's wrong with this bus?
Mommy and me got stuck last week. Right on Main Street.
Didn't you get it fixed?
I don't know.
We're losing speed. Those cops right back there at the roadblock. You sit right there, kid. Just keep sitting there.
I've waited almost an hour now to turn it before coming to you.
Well, I can understand your reluctance to call us under the circumstances, but if you'd notified us immediately,
he gave me his word if I did nothing for an hour.
Oh, the word of a killer. Well, anyway, I've just issued an alert to be on the lookout for the child. If Tyler does keep his word, we'll know soon.
But if Babs is still with him, the police won't do anything, will they?
We'll do everything we can to protect your daughter. Now, Mrs. Russell, there's no way you can help us. We'll notify you as soon as we hear.
Oh, please, please let me wait here. I couldn't stand waiting at home.
Yes, I understand. Well, you better just sit there and try to relax. This may be a long night.
Told you to stay in that car.
I just want to watch, can I?
Well, okay. Here, you can even help. Here, take this light. Hold it for me.
Okay.
A flash on this carburetor, will you? That's better. Now hold it steady. It's all gummed up. There. I got it back on. Took so long to clean it. That hour must be up. Hey, the cop's car is pulling away from the block. Coming this way. Quick, got that light.
Huh?
Give me that flash, will you? That's it. Now, close the hood. Okay, get out of the car, quick.
Hey, Mr. Charlie.
Get in. Me, with you. Remember, kid, like before, keep your mouth shut.
We want to talk to you, mister. Come out of there.
Hold still, kid. I got the gun right on you.
Come out of there, Tyler.
Tyler, they know.
Kid, Mr. Tyler.
I'm back behind that car. Here's my chance to pull out of here. Come on. Why doesn't it start now?
Get out of there, Tyler, or we'll shoot.
What's the matter with this crate?
I want my mommy.
If I could, it's cut off now.
You're having a chance, Tyler. Might as well come out.
You'll have to take me. Well, I'm waiting. Hey, kid, as long as I've got you, they ain't going to get me.
Yeah, okay, on Prancer Road. We'll be there.
What is it, Mr.? They found him, haven't they?
Yes.
Is my daughter?
She's okay.
Oh, he made sure he'd keep his word.
Well, I don't know about that.
What do you mean?
Some of our men have been surrounded. He says he won't hurt the girl, but he's using Babette as a hostage.
Oh, no.
Come on. I'll take you down there. Well, McDonald?
He won't come out, Lieutenant.
Anybody hurt?
He tried only one shot. It missed.
Better radio for an ambulance anyway. We might be needing it.
Yes, sir.
Stay down behind this car, Miss
Wilson. All right. He won't hurt me.
He'll hurt anybody to save himself.
I've got to get Babs away from him.
Well, that's our job, and we're not going to try anything that'll jeopardize the child's
life. I don't
think
there's anything you can do.
We'll see. Now, you stay right back here. That's an order.
Lieutenant, I'll give you a chance, but if you don't get Babs away from him, it's going to be up to me to do it.
Fair enough. Now, stay there. Williams, you and Mallard, circle around to the other side of that car. I doubt if there'll be any chance for a clean shot until we get the girl clear of him. So hold your fire. Now give me that speaker.
Here you are, Lieutenant.
Mallard, now listen carefully to me. That man you shot today in the loan office, he is not dead. He is going to be all right. You are not facing a murderer.
It's a trick. That's what the cops are trying. I know he's dead.
Be smart, Tyler. And save yourself.
I missed again. I'll shut him up with his stupid talk.
Look, there's Mommy.
Huh? Where?
There.
Coming from behind that car. Hey, she's coming over here.
Johnson? John, I must talk to you.
Keep away from me, Maggie. I'm warning you.
The police wanted me to keep away, but I know you won't hurt me.
Don't do this to me, Maggie. Don't force me to turn this gun on you.
Can I talk to you, John?
There's nothing to talk about.
Yes, there is.
What?
Us.
Don't hand me that. The cops put you up to this.
No, I swear they didn't. May I get in and talk to you?
Won't do you any good. In a minute, I'm going to make a deal with the cops. Now give me another car, and by morning, I'll let the kid go.
John, please, can't we talk?
Well, okay. Come here, kid. Make room for your mother. I'm warning you, Maggie. I got 4 shots left in this gun. They bring me in, I go to the chair anyway, so I got nothing to lose.
You sit over here, Bart. On the other side of me.
No, the kid stays right here. I don't want to miss.
But if I'm sitting right next to you instead of my little girl, you can shoot me just as easily. Now come around me, Dad.
Mommy.
It's all right, dear. Everything will be all right. Well, that's it.
You're trying to be tricky, Maggie.
I'm only trying to save my daughter. You've still got a hostage. You've got me.
Right, you said you wanted to talk about us.
First, let me open the door. Let me send Babs over to the police.
No, let's talk.
I've got Babs on the other side of me now. And before we talk, I'm going to see that she gets out of this car.
No,
if
no.
If you pull the trigger of that gun now, you'll kill me, Judd. Now, you go ahead, Bev. You go over to the police. Go on, do as you're told.
You come too, Mom.
I will, in a little while. Now, you go over there and you wait for me. Go on. Go on. And run, Bev, run.
It's all you came for, isn't it? To see that your kid got out.
Well, that was the main reason. But you're important, too, Jack.
What do you mean?
Well, we used to be very close, you and I. When we were in high school, you were my steady boyfriend.
It was a long time ago. That's all over now.
You told me you still feel that way about me, Judd. If it wasn't for me, you wouldn't have gotten into trouble today.
What does it matter how I feel? No getting out of the trouble I'm in except by running and hiding and running and
Judd,
hiding.
Judd, listen to me.
What?
You were the first boy I ever loved.
What are you trying to pull?
I never told you then because you were so young and I was too shy.
Maggie.
But I don't think people ever completely got over that first feeling. They carry it around somewhere, deep inside maybe, for the rest of their lives.
You mean that?
Well, I'm not trying to get away from here, am I?
No.
I'm sticking with you because I want to. You'll need a hostage when you try to get away from here.
Risking your life for me?
I'm giving you my life. You'll either have to kill me or you'll have to use me as a shield and one of their bullets might kill me.
But maybe I...
Either way, I'll probably get killed.
We cannot give you any more time, Tyler. Pull down your gun and come out. With your hands up!
Just shut up and give me time to think.
I'm staying with you, Judd, whatever you decide.
But it's the thing you killed, May.
That gun of yours is aimed right at me.
I don't know if I could kill you, May. Not you.
You can do what they ask. And what I'm asking.
But
you still mean something to each other.
I just don't know, Maggie. All I know is I can't hurt you.
So then give yourself up, John.
Give myself up?
Yes. To me?
If I do, Maggie, will you walk with me over to the cops?
Yes, John, I'll walk with you.
Throw the gun out.
Come on, John. Let's walk over there together.
Maggie, will you hold my hand?
Well, of course I will. Just like years ago. Huh?
Yes. Just like years ago. How do you feel, ma'am?
Well, I'm still shaky, Lieutenant, but very glad to be alive.
Talking him into giving himself up. I don't know how you did it.
Well, he had a memory of something good between us. It was all he had left, and it was all I could offer.
Oh, you're lucky.
Well, maybe. If he'd been a stranger, I wouldn't have had a chance. But he wasn't a stranger, Lieutenant. He was an old boyfriend.
Suspense. You've been listening to The Old Boyfriend, starring Elspeth Eric and Joseph Julian, and written especially for Suspense by Peter Fernandez. In a moment, a word about next week's story of Suspense. Sherlock Holmes could be described as a receptive detective. Richard Hayes could be described as one heck of a singer. Now, you may not get the connection, but you'll get the proof, Watson, when you listen to the CBS Radio Network's Richard Hayes Show. Weekday nights, Richard and his musician friends, that's Norman Parris and the boys, search out mighty fine music and a guest or two, and come up with a solid solution to the riddle, where's the fun? Hear the Richard Hayes Show every weekday night. Suspense is produced and directed by Bruno Zerato Jr. Music supervision by Ethel Huber. Featured in tonight's story were Francie Myers as Babs and Lawson Zerbe as the police lieutenant. Listen again next week when we return with Date Night, written by William N. Robeson. Another tale well calculated to keep you in suspense.